Welcome in. Today we're going to take the Amen break, warp it in a ragga cut style, and then build a rolling drum and bass bassline that actually locks to the edits. The goal is smoky warehouse energy, dusty, driven, a little imperfect on purpose, and still hitting hard at 172 BPM. We'll do this with Ableton Live 12 stock devices only, and I'll keep it beginner friendly, but I'm also going to point out the little decisions that make it sound like music instead of a grid exercise. Alright. First, project setup. Set your tempo to 172 BPM. Keep it in 4/4. Now make three tracks, an audio track called Amen and two MIDI tracks called SUB and MID bass. If you want to go the full warehouse vibe, also make two return tracks, one for reverb, one for dub delay. But don't worry, we'll keep those subtle. The whole point is space without washing out the drums. Now grab an Amen break file and drop it onto the Amen audio track. Click the clip. Go down to clip view and make sure warp is on. For warp mode, start with beats. Preserve at 1/16. That setting is usually a sweet spot for Amen transients. It keeps the punch and it lets you chop later without it turning into mush. Also set transient loop mode to off. That keeps it cleaner and makes slicing behave more predictably. Here's the mindset for warping in Amen. We want it tight enough to drive at 172, but not so perfect that it loses the ghost notes and the messy life in between. Jungle lives in that chaos. So, zoom in and find the first real downbeat. Usually that first kickish hit right at the start of the break. Right click and choose set 1.1.1 here. Then right click again and choose warp from here, straight. Now loop one or two bars and turn on the metronome. Listen specifically to where the main snare lands. On most Amen variations, you'll feel the big snare energy around beats 2 and 4, even if the exact sample has its own internal swing. If the snare drifts, add warp markers only where needed. This is important. Don't put a warp marker on every tiny transient. If you do that, you basically taxidermy the groove. It'll line up, but it'll feel dead. Beginner safe method. Place warp markers on the main snare hits and maybe one anchor at the end of the bar if it's drifting. Nudge those into place. Then stop. Let the rest breathe. Now do a quick /B check on warp modes, because this is one of those trust your ears moments. Duplicate the clip. On one clip, keep beats at 1/16. On the other, switch to complex with formants off. Level match them and solo back and forth. Beats tends to keep punch. Complex can smear a little in a way that actually feels smoky and dusty. Pick the one that keeps your ghost hits alive at 172. Cool. Now we're going to turn this break into something playable, because ragga cuts are way easier when you can tap or program slices like an instrument. Right-click the Amen clip and choose Slice to new MIDI track. Slice by transient. Use the built-in slicing preset. Confirm it. Now you've got a new MIDI track with a drum rack full of slices. Rename that track Amen Slices. And notice, your original audio is still there. That's great, because later you can layer, or you can keep the original as a safety net. Now let's build a simple two-bar loop on Amen Slices. Create a MIDI clip that's two bars long. If the slices feel chaotic, don't panic. You're just looking for a few rolls. Something that feels kickish. Something that feels like the main snare, and then some little hat or ghost snares for motion. Start with a basic D&B skeleton. Put a kickish slice on 1.1. Then put your chosen main snare slice on 1.2 and 1.4 in bar 1. Repeat that idea for bar 2. Again, it doesn't have to be perfect. It has to feel like it's pushing forward. Now we add the signature. Ragga cuts. Think sound system selector moments. Not random chaos. Little moves that pull tension and then slam back in. We're going to do three classic moves. A stutter pickup, a stop, and one reverse hit. First, the stutter. Choose a slice with a bright edge, like a hat, a ghost snare, or a noisy chunk. Place 3 to 6 hits at 1/16 right before a snare. Teacher tip here. The safest musical placement is the last 2 or 3/16 before the snare, like a pickup. If you stutter across the whole beat, it can feel like you tripped. If you stutter into the snare, it sounds intentional. Also, turn the stutter velocities down a bit compared to the snare it leads into. That makes the snare feel bigger without you needing to crank the snare volume. Second, the stop. Delete one hit right before a snare so you get that little inhale moment. An easy spot is late in the bar, like around 1.3.4. Depending on your pattern, you want the listener to feel a pocket of silence and then the snare lands like a door slam in a hallway. Third, the reverse. Go into the drum rack, find the slice you want, open it simpler and enable reverse. Use that reverse slice once, ideally at the end of bar 2, like 2.4.3 or somewhere in that last beat leading into the loop point, that reverses tension. It tells the brain, something's coming. Now, quick quality control. If you hear clicks or pops from slices, don't fight it with a bunch of processing first. Do the simple fix. Shorten the offending MIDI notes slightly so the slice ends earlier. And inside the simpler for that slice, turn up fade in just a hair. Even 1 to 5 milliseconds can be the difference between amateur chop and clean, record-ready chop. Alright, now we're going to make the amen smoky with a simple stock chain. On amen slices, add EQ 8 first. High pass around 30 hc to get rid of sub-rumble that'll fight your bass. Then do a gentle dip around 250 to 400 hc, 2 to 4 dB, because that's where a lot of cardboard box lives and breaks. If it's dull, give a small boost around 6 to 9 kHz. Small, we're not doing shiny modern top end today. Next, add saturator. Drive somewhere between 2 and 6 dB. Turn on soft clip. This is about thickening transients and adding density, not making it sound destroyed. Then add drum bus. A little drive. A little crunch. Keep boom off for very low because we're going to control low end with the bass, not by inflating the break. Use damp to darken it a bit. That's part of the warehouse vibe. Less sparkle, more smoke. Optionally add redux, very subtle, downsample just a bit, and keep dry slash wet low, like 5 to 15%. If it gets spitty in the highs, here's the classic trick, distort first, then tame. Put in a Q8 after your distortion and gently dip around 7 to 10 kHz until the harsh fizz calms down. And a pro feeling move, after saturation, put an auto filter and low pass lightly. LP12, cut off around 10 to 14 kHz, low resonance. That instantly pushes it back into a hazier room without killing the punch. Now the bass. We're doing two layers. A clean mono sub that's consistent and a mid layer that has grit and movement. This is how you get weight and character without ruining the mix. On the SUB track, load Waveatable. Set oscillator 1 to sine. Turn oscillator 2 off. Filter off. Set voices to 1. Mono. No glide for now. Keep it tight. Now write a 2-bar pattern. The key detail. Short notes with space. Rolling DNB bass isn't always about playing more notes, it's about placing notes so they bounce around the drum hits. Pick a key. F minor is a solid starting point. Use a small set of notes like F, G, and A sharp, or even just two notes for practice. Rhythm idea. Hit on 1.1, then again on 1.1.3, then 1.2.3, then 1.3, then 1.3.3, then 1.4.3. Repeat bar 2, but change one thing. Remove one note, or move one earlier, so it feels like it's evolving without turning into a new bassline. Keep note lengths around an eighth to a sixteenth, and keep velocities pretty consistent on the sub. Sub is not where you want wild dynamics. Consistency equals power. Now process the sub, EQ 8, low pass around 120 to 180 hc. Keep it pure, optionally a compressor, gentle, just 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction to even it out. Then utility, width to 0%, mono sub, non-negotiable if you want it to behave on a club system. Now the MID bass track. This is where we get warehouse growl, but controlled. Load operator for a quick, beginner safe patch. Use a simple setup. One oscillator. Set oscillator to saw, or even start with sine if you want it smoother and let saturation do the work. Turn on the filter. LP24. Set it somewhere between 200 and 800 hc to start. Now add a little movement. Assign an LFO to the filter frequency. Rate at 1/8 or 1/4 and keep the amount subtle. We're not doing cartoon wobble. We're doing motion, like air moving through a room. For processing, a good order is auto filter before saturator on the mid. Why? Because if you distort first, then modulate, the distortion can jump around unpredictably. Filter into distortion tends to stay steadier in the mix. So add auto filter, then saturator with a bit more drive than the sub, like 4 to 10 dB. Soft clip on. Then EQ 8 high pass at 120 hc so it stays out of the sub's lane. If it's harsh, dip 2 to 4 kHz a little. Optionally add glue compressor. Gentle, just to glue. Now make the mid bass talk to the amen cuts. Easiest method. Copy the sub MIDI clip to mid bass. Then delete some notes so the mid plays in the gaps of the busiest drum moments. Or shift a note slightly later, just a few milliseconds, for that lazy smoky push-pull. That micro-timing is swagger. Don't overdo it. A little goes a long way. Extra musical trick. Add 2 or 3 short, quieter answer notes on the mid bass only when you do a ragga cut. Like, right on the stutter, or right after the stop. Keep them higher, maybe up an octave and low in volume. That makes your edit sound intentional, like the bass is reacting. Now we sidechain, because we want the amen to punch through without losing base weight. On the SUB track, add compressor. Enable sidechain. Audio from amen slices. Start with ratio 4 to 1. Attack 2 to 10 milliseconds. Release 80 to 140 milliseconds. Then pull the threshold down until you see about 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction on kick and snare moments. You're looking for breathing, not pumping. On mid-bass, do the same, but it can take a bit more gain reduction, like 3 to 7 dB, because mids can move out of the way more obviously without the track feeling thin. Now, quick coaching note that changes everything. Pick a reference snare slice. The one that feels like your main snare. Solo amen slices, find that slice, open it simpler, and nudge transpose slightly. You're not hunting perfect pitch, you're hunting it sits. Tiny tuning changes can make the break feel glued to the bass line rather than sitting on top like two separate songs. Okay, arrangement. Let's build a simple 32 bar sketch so it feels like a real piece of DNB, not just a loop. Bars 1 to 8. Intro. Put an auto filter on amen slices and automate a low pass slowly opening. Keep it darker at first. No sub for the first 4 bars. Bring the sub in quietly around bar 5. Tease the vibe. Bars 9 to 24. Drop. Full amen, full sub, full mid. At the end of bar 16, do your best raga cut moment. That's your signature fill. One reverse. A short stutter, and a silence pocket. It's like your calling card.